This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Right, thank you very much for inviting me here today, first of all. What I want to talk about today is a little bit about the role of BAC, give you more of an overview of the private sector. We've heard a little bit today about some of the institutions that are operating within the private sector, but I'm not sure we've really touched on the diversity that's out there, so I'll be going into that a little bit. And also how BAC works across both the public and private sectors and the role that we play there. So first of all, just a bit of background really about BAC. As John mentioned, we were established back in 1984. Previously, the government had taken responsibility for inspecting the independent further and higher education sectors. But in 84, it decided to remove itself from that. And at that time, it was felt by a number of key education bodies that it was important that an organisation continued to offer that service and that provision. So the BAC was established. We are the leading provider of accreditation services in independent further and higher education. Our structure is continued over the 25 years in that we have a council of stakeholders or of members that represent various agencies, organisations, such as the QAA, British Council, the Independent Schools Inspectorate, Council of Validating University, UKISA. It's a big council. These organisations sort of share the decision-making, particularly to do with the accreditation decisions that are made. Our focus is on establishing and raising standards within the independent sector. And one of our key strengths, really, is to do with the independence of the setting of our standards and the decisions, as I've already mentioned, that are being made. And we have really sort of strong relations within the HE sector with various different bodies. We're working with government. We were inspected ourselves by Ofsted back in 2007, which was to do with UKBA and the immigration changes that have come in, which I'll come on to a little bit later. But yes, this is something that we are very focused on and very experienced in. As John mentioned, we have over 500 institutions accredited now, and over the time that I've been at BAC, I've seen it growing from just under 300 to now over 500. And so it's definitely a challenging time to be managing that growth within the independent sector. We were speaking earlier about the provision of private independent HE across the country. And having had a look at the provision of our institutions, there's pretty much a 50-50 split in terms of provision that's based in London and provision that's based outside of London. So certainly I think that really emphasises what Stephen's stats were showing us, that there is a concentration in London, but that doesn't mean there's nothing going on outside of London. So our accreditation is awarded by an accreditation committee that's supposed to be meeting today, but I think the snow might have got the better of it, so we'll see how that one goes. But the accreditation is awarded for up to 4 years, and over that four-year period, basically a threshold has to be crossed in order for accreditation to be awarded, and then we expect there to be long-term development and progression over that four-year period. We operate sort of many different ways of monitoring our institutions. Spot check and interim inspections are conducted through the four-year cycle to check that standards are being maintained. Supplementary inspections are conducted when there's been a significant change in the provision, the profile of courses, programs, management, ownership. And there's also an annual return process, which we are in the process of just confirming at the present time. We've spent the last couple of months collecting detailed stats on the financial background of the organisations, the completion rates, student cohort progressions, the profile of courses on offer. And this is all going to provide us with some quite detailed statistics about the independent sector. I think really I would want to emphasise as well the diversity, which I've mentioned, of the sector at the moment. And I think we've heard about so far to Regent's College, BPP, Kaplan Financial, into those kind of institutions which BAC accredits. But we also accredit some very niche, bespoke, quite small organisations. We've got a flute studio that has six students that come in a year, are taught by a master flutist, and that's as far as his provision is going to go. We've got flower arranging, flight schools. The sector is absolutely massive, and one of BAC's key challenges is trying to make sure that we have an inspection and an accreditation scheme that can handle that kind of diversity within the sector. So just to give you a bit of an idea of the sort of numbers that we're talking about, the number of students that were reported to us within the 2009-10 academic year, you can see now that we have over 178,000 students studying within BAC institutions over the year. The number of accredited institutions, you can see, has increased significantly over the last 3 years. And the number of the activities that BAC is engaged in monitoring those institutions has gone up significantly as well. So you can see over the last year, we conducted 600 inspections of institutions. And then to look more specifically at the HE provision, these stats are taken from the 2008-09 figures that we have, so we'll be updating these quite shortly. And during that year, we had approaching about 400 institutions accredited. And 177 of those were offering some HE provision in partnership with a university. So there are over 1,100 degree courses being run, 180 university-validated courses, and over 1,000 courses from other validating bodies. And our institutions had links with over 60 UK universities and 55 overseas universities. And when you look at the numbers of students that are involved and compare them to the HESA stats for that year, you can see that approximately 1 in 10 of the overseas students that are studying within HE in the UK are doing so at a BAC-accredited institution. So some of the sort of descriptors, I guess, of the independent sector have already been discussed to a certain extent here today. I think really the strengths of the sector have been emphasised in terms of the emphasis it can place on teaching quality, on small student and to teaching ratios, and really the diversity that it can offer that perhaps isn't available within the publicly funded sector. We have examples of embedded colleges within universities, of franchise validated arrangements, further education, and then bespoke training as well. There really is a lot of diversity within the sector. The student profile, generally, I would say for about 80% of our institutions, their focus is predominantly on the overseas market. On international students coming here, recognising the value of the UK HE brand and wanting to participate in that, and wanting to do so at a cost that they can, that it is below that within the publicly funded sector. We're in an interesting position, really. BAC, as I said, has been around for 25 years, but up until maybe 3-4 years ago, we were operating very much under the radar of government departments and agencies to a certain extent. But we have found that with the introduction of the new points-based system for immigration, that we've come under much more scrutiny. And it's meant that regulation has been brought into the sector to a certain extent, but via the immigration route. So we haven't had much involvement with educational bodies, apart from our own sort of long-standing relationships with QAA. We haven't had too much involvement with government education bodies in the exercises and the provision of BAC. And so we're working more with immigration specialists rather than education specialists and trying to explain to them how the particular functions of the independent sector, which is a challenge. But I think we're starting to see now a move, and certainly in recent conversations with BIS and with the minister, then there is much more interest in the independent sector and in government becoming more involved in its activities, which for us is very encouraging. There's no doubt that the coming Student Routes Review by UKBA is going to have an impact on the independent sector. BAC has grown, as I said, over the last couple of years, up to 500. Quite possibly we're going to see that number shrink back down again as the number of international students that are coming into the country might dwindle. We've touched already on the Brown Review and degree awarding powers, but I think just to emphasise really that this, I think these are seen as opportunities for the independent sector, and this is something that's very exciting for the sector at the moment. We've also mentioned the white paper, and that's something that BAC is very keen to be involved in, and we'll be meeting with the policy advisers who will be pulling together that paper in the next few weeks. So what's BAC's role really in the development of partnerships, and what can BAC offer? Basically, we're a mark of quality. We identify the institutions that are subject to very broad external review of their systems. So we're looking at premises, we're looking at health and safety, through to their teaching, management of quality, their student welfare, and the management and administration of the systems. We are a further level of review. So for universities, we're an additional level of review that can really complement the scrutiny that universities place independent institutions under where a partnership arrangement exists. We have very detailed inspection reports, and at the present time, those aren't made publicly available, and they are shared within BAC and the institution, and then selected partners that we have, like QAA, like government, like some awarding bodies. But they really do provide quite a detailed picture of the institution, the strengths, the areas that it could work on. And from a university or public sector point of view, I would suggest that they're quite useful documents to get hold of if you are in partnership with an independent institution. We have information sharing agreements with various bodies that I've just mentioned, and close links with the regulators. And we also run a number of joint events with the Council of Validating Universities, which really try to emphasise on getting the public and the private sectors together to talk about how they can collaborate and what's the best way of maximising the positives from both sectors and how we can really draw on those to work together. We're at the present time, we have an independent HE accreditation scheme that's for predominantly HE providers who are in partnership with a UK university. And we're in the process of reviewing that at the present time to really make it a step for institutions that want to go above our standard college accreditation scheme. And as I said, that's something that's under review at the moment, but is available for institutions who want to go that level above. So I hope I've given you a bit of an overview of the work of BAC and what we're involved in. I think, as to echo what all the speakers have said so far, it is a very challenging time for the education sector as a whole, and I'm very excited really to be part of that and to be involved in this kind of debate. Thank you.